the place of prayer. There are a few conditions about the place where we pray. Among them, it should be 1. Non-usurped, 2. Still, 3. Tahir, 4. Flat, 5. It should have sufficient room, and 7. And it should have sufficient height. One of the conditions of the place of prayer is that it must not be usurped. For this reason, prayer in the following places are invalid: in other people's property without their permission, in a letting without the permission of he who has let, even for the owner, in a shared place of property without the permission of one's partner, in a place bought by haram money, for example, money obtained by interest or bribery, or money that khums or zakat was not paid on, on the property of a dead person whose heir is a minor or an insane person, unless one has the permission of their protector or guardian, on the property of a dead person who hasn't paid khums or zakat, or hasn't paid back his loans, and the loaners are not in agreement with it. One cannot say the prayer on the place that someone else reserved for themselves in public places, for instance in a masjid. The next point that we must pay attention to regarding the place of prayer is that it must be still and sturdy. For this reason, it is incorrect to pray in a moving car, ship, train, or plane. But suppose we are forced to pray in a moving vehicle due to the little time that is left for prayer or another reason. Here, we must not try to say anything while the vehicle is in motion, and if the vehicle turns, we must turn our body so that we remain facing the Qibla. The place of prayer must be tahir, and if it is najis, it must not be wet enough that moisture would be transferred to one's body or clothes. Of course, the place where one puts their forehead must not be najis, even if moisture is not transferred. Another point that we must pay attention to is the flatness of the place of our prayer. The place where our forehead rests must not be more than 4 shut fingers higher or lower when our knees or toes rest. Also, as a precaution, a woman must pray behind a man. The place that she puts her forehead must be a little bit behind the place that the man stands, even if the man is mahram. Of course, there is no problem with a woman praying in front of a man if they are apart from each other and are performing different prayers, or if there is a barrier, for example, a wall or a curtain in between them. Performing prayer in the shrines of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam is highly recommended. It's even better than praying in a masjid. There are many hadith that say that prayer in the shrine of Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful alayhi salam, is equal to 200,000 prayers. But one must have the good etiquette whilst praying in one of the infallible shrines, and try not to perform ahead of their grave. It is also worth knowing that it is disliked to pray in a dirty place or in front of a picture, a statue, in a shower room, or a busy place, or in any place where one loses their intention. It is also disliked to pray in a graveyard and in a house where a dog is kept that is not used for humping.